Last week, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration approved a new treatment for Alzheimer's disease for the first time in nearly 20 years. The controversial decision has divided the medical community, while Alzheimer's patients and their families remain hopeful. Connecticut Public Radio's Nicole Leonard has this report.
Deborah and Paul McElhenney are at their home in Simsbury on a recent Tuesday morning. They're watching their five-year-old grandson, Hudson.
What, sweetie?
I don't have anything to draw with.
I know. Here they are. I brought this box with all the markers in it.
Hudson spends a couple days during the week with his grandparents, or as he refers to them, Nana and Bacon.
Paul was sitting across the living room from us, and Hudson said, "Bacon, da 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 da," and Paul didn't respond, and then he went, "Bacon," and Paul still didn't respond, and then he went, "Bacon," and I said, "Paul, he's calling you Bacon, and you need to just accept that and respond to it." So he's been Bacon ever since.
It's stuck.
It's these moments, these memories, that the McElhenneys are fighting to hold on to as Paul lives with Alzheimer's disease, which over time eats away at the brain and causes severe cognitive decline. The disease is the sixth leading cause of death in Connecticut and the United States, and there is no cure. Shortly after Paul's diagnosis 7 years ago at age 72, he entered into a clinical trial at Yale for a drug called aducanumab. It aimed to slow the progression of dementia symptoms like memory loss and impaired thinking by moving amyloid plaque from the brain. That's the underlying marker of Alzheimer's.
I always felt that, you know, whenever something was put in front of us, that there was just no question what you do. And I think my wife has been fantastic, and she's a great driver to drive us both down to New Haven and back. And you know, the infusion and everything takes about an hour for it to drip in, and you get back in the car and come back home. And
clinical trials were discontinued in 2019 as researchers saw mixed results, but the drug ultimately won FDA approval for greater public use. And for the McElhenneys, this was welcome news.
For the majority of the time, things were going pretty well, except when they decided to end the study for a while. That was devastating. And I think during that time, Paul did decline a bit, which also to me showed that when he was on aducanumab, it was helping. So we were thrilled when they brought it back.
Patients, their families, and advocacy groups like the National Alzheimer's Association see this as a new era of treatment and research for the disease. But scientists and researchers are divided on whether the drug actually works and is worth its estimated $56,000 annual price tag per patient.
It was only after looking at the data in a post hoc way that there was some suggestion of benefit. That suggestion of benefit was very marginal, not nearly to the level that you would want to see for an approval.
That's Dr. Joseph Ross, a professor of medicine and public health at Yale School of Medicine. He says the FDA's controversial decision leaves physicians in an awful position as they're left to negotiate all of this with their patients, including how the treatment could impact them financially.
And they're going to say, you know, that this therapy is going to cost, you know, substantial sums, not even to account for the visits to the physician, paying for the physician, paying for the radiologist to read the scan.
Aducanumab will be sold under the brand name Aduhelm. It's the only disease-modifying treatment currently on the market for Alzheimer's.
And patients and their families, you know, they're desperate for a cure. It's an awful position to watch your loved one, you know, decline cognitively. Of course, those who have the means and the resources are going to want to pay for this, but there's not clear evidence that it's going to help them.
Dr. Dennis Selko is co-director of the Ann Romney Center for Neurologic Diseases at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston. He has spent nearly 40 years researching Alzheimer's disease. He acknowledges the trial results are less than ideal, but is remaining optimistic.
This is a step in the right direction. We need to walk before we run. And absolutely no one is claiming this is a cure, and I think our patients understand it.
Selko says he's already fielding calls and emails from interested patients and their families. He says there's a priority on making sure people understand the scope and limitations of the treatment, including possible side effects.
As long as we're clear with our patients and tell them the pluses and the minuses, I think that quite a lot of patients will say, I want to take a chance. I want to see if this helps me.
That's certainly the path that the McElhennys have taken. Paul restarted infusion treatment 6 months ago. He knows it's not a permanent solution and that his disease will one day become more severe, but he hopes the drug gives him more time with his wife, their children, and grandchildren.
If they give you some options, you know, do I want to triple or first get to, you know, still all right if it's just to get to first base? And so we were always definitely open to doing that.
Pharmaceutical manufacturer Biogen says it'll begin shipping Aduhelm to health centers later this month. Nicole Leonard, Connecticut Public Radio.